The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is set to make Southeast Asia his first overseas destination. Abe is expected to visit Indonesia, Thailand and Vietnam later this month. The second-time premier said on Monday he meant to visit the U.S. first to strengthen Tokyo's alliance with Washington. However, Abe was forced to make the change due to planning difficulties because the U.S. President Barack Obama's busy schedule as he prepares for his inauguration ceremony on January the 21st. But some analysts suggest the delays show that Washington's worries about Abe's recent hardline policies. Yan Borjian is an expert in Japanese studies at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences.
On the one hand, based on the current U.S. policies toward the Asia-Pacific, the U.S. wants to strengthen the alliance with Japan. It wants to see a stronger Japan. From this point of view, Abe taking office is in line with U.S. expectation. But on the other hand, Washington is also worried about Abe's right-leaning attitude. The U.S. is concerned that Abe's tough stance in handling relations with Asian neighbors may get out of control.
Yan Bojian says that Abe's rearranged visits to the three Southeast Asian countries show Japan's hope to enhance its diplomatic and security abilities.
The relations between Southeast Asia countries and Japan is like the one between Latin American countries with the United States. It's like a strategic backyard. However, after the Cold War, Japan's influence in Southeast Asia has been weakening. This is especially true after the 1997 Asian financial crisis, so Japan is now trying to restore that influence.
Analysts say Japan's new cabinet is expected to pursue a strong yet pragmatic foreign policy, particularly in the Asia-Pacific region.